From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting airstrikes remove key Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's Paris terrorist attacks was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Tuesday that Sharaf al-Muadan was killed Christmas Eve, one of 10 IS leadership figures killed in airstrikes in the past month.
Our ability to dismantle their facilitation networks, our ability to dismantle their ground command and control, our ability to take away some of their enforcers, these executioners and these extortionists, that eats away at their ability to instill fear in the population they control. It eats away at their ability to extort money from the population, which, of course, reduces their funding.
And the Pentagon spokesman confirmed a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized the Tashreen Dam on the Euphrates River from IS fighters. Global health authorities have declared Guinea Ebola-free after more than 2,500 died from the disease in the West African country. Bruce Aylward, an official with the World Health Organization, says Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia were by far the hardest hit countries during the epidemic.
Today is an incredibly important milestone for the huge effort that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years to stop the Ebola crisis in West Africa. As of today, for the first time in 2 years, we can say that all three countries have stopped the original chains of transmission which were driving this crisis and had led to such international and national alarm last year.
Sierra Leone declared Ebola-free in November. Liberia has twice been declared Ebola-free, only to see new cases emerge. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says there is a, quote, marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russian airstrikes began. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday said Secretary of State John Kerry discussed the matter by phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We've consistently urged all sides of the conflict to take all feasible precautions to reduce the risk of harming civilians. You know, we're focused now on beginning a credible political process that can lead finally to an end to the violence and attacks on those most vulnerable, and including the attacks on those who could be part of this political process, as well as attacks that, as I said, kill innocent civilians, undermine efforts to find a political resolution to which all ISSG members have committed themselves, are counterproductive.
Russia has denied causing civilian deaths. It says its airstrikes against what it called terrorists are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army to avoid civilian targets. North Korean state media say a top aide to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has died in a car crash. 73-year-old head of Pyongyang's United Front Development, the unit that manages North Korea's ties with the South, Kim Young-gon, died early Tuesday. Greg Scarlato, head of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, says foul play cannot be entirely ruled out.
It's only the most trusted of the most trusted who are placed in this position. But once they're in this position, they're probably seen as getting too close to the South Koreans, and their position becomes really hazardous. And the question is this what happened to Kim Jong-un?
Kim was widely seen as a key confidant to the current North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He also played a leading role in the 2007 summit between the former leader, Kim Jong-il, and South Korea's President, Roh Moo-hyun, who died in 2009. The UN Agency for Refugees says more than a million migrants have emigrated to the European Union since the start of this year, compared with 216,000 a year ago. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Wednesday more than 80% landed in Greece. The agency said half of the refugees are fleeing from Syria, another 21% from Afghanistan. China and Taiwan have officially set up a hotline serving as an emergency tension-reducing mechanism. It's the latest effort to increase political dialogue between the two neighbors. A German court Tuesday sentenced a former Rwandan town mayor to life in prison after convicting him in a second trial of taking part in genocide, helping organize the killing of hundreds of Tutsis in 1994. Onesphora Kwabukome, sentenced last year of being an accessory to genocide, given a 14-year prison term. Government workers in Zimbabwe are threatening to go on strike next month after their salaries and Christmas bonuses were not paid on time. Teacher pay was delayed, in some cases reportedly reduced. Government crisis insists civil servants will be paid at a later date. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.